One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 22. God Connects When We Feel Disconnected by Terry Howell. Scripture passage. I had heard reports about you, but now my eyes have seen you. Job 42:5. I will never forget the day my grandmother's car was sold. We stood in silence as the new owner drove away from the assisted living facility with the last vestige of her independence. She had already lost her husband, my grandfather, and her home. Now her car pulled out of sight. Oftentimes, we think of suffering as an event. Something devastating happens. We lean into God, our family members, and loved ones, and manage to come through the event. But what happens when a series of events occur, like we see in the life of Job? When dealing with multiple events, as each new one arises, previous losses can bubble to the surface and seem like an emotional avalanche. Like Job, we may feel isolated in our sufferings. After the loss of his 10 children, the story of Job continues. Very well, the Lord told Satan, he is in your power, only spare his life. So Satan left the Lord's presence and infected Job with terrible boils from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery to scrape himself while he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. You speak as a foolish woman speaks, he told her. Should we accept only good from God and not adversity? Throughout all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Job 2, 6 through 10. We can only imagine how Job felt when his wife and sole remaining family member suggested that he curse God and die. On top of that, his so-called friends added insult to injury by blaming the victim, Job, whose sin must have caused these tragedies. Job begins to question not only the purpose of his life, but even why he was born. Why was I not stillborn? Why didn't I die as I came from the womb? Job 3:11. Like Job, we don't understand God's purposes in many seasons of our lives, but we can read his story and learn a lot. When Job was completely isolated, God was there. First, Job's friends had thin theology. They were correct in blaming brokenness on sin, because all brokenness originated in the Garden of Eden. But theirs was a legalistic theology of sin that rewards good behavior and punishes bad. Suffering is not equally given according to how good or bad a person may be. True theology without understanding context is not only inappropriate but can be damaging. Second, God is sovereign and controls everything. Although he gave Satan permission to afflict Job, he was still in control. Each time he allowed Satan to afflict Job, he also provided a boundary. Finally, we are never alone in our suffering. When life's trials become intense, focus on God who promised, I will never leave you or abandon you. Hebrews 13:5. We marvel at the patience of Job after 39 chapters of intense suffering and painful discourse. We breathe a sigh of relief when God restores Job's family and possessions. But what most people miss is the picture of Christ in Job. Job's friends thought he was being punished by God for his sin. Even though God called Job a righteous man, he was a human being with a sin nature. But in Isaiah 53, Jesus is called a man of suffering, despised and rejected, struck down by God, but for our rebellion and iniquities. Job and his friends engaged in lengthy dialogue about who they thought God was. But the story concludes with God telling Job who he actually is. Job responds, "I had heard reports about you, but now my eyes have seen you." Job 42:5. Reflect upon the following. What are some memorable trials God has allowed in your life? At what point or points in your life have you felt alone in suffering? Can you think of ways God may use suffering to reveal himself and his love for you? Consider taking the following action steps. Pray and thank God for his presence, even when you feel alone. Ask God to show you how to comfort others who are suffering. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.